From the Psalms and from John, a call to praise. Praise the Lord in all things, praise the Lord. Our psalm today, Psalm 150, tells us to praise the Lord in all places and with all things make noise. In the sanctuary and in the firmament, praise the Lord. That is everywhere and with everyone. John says it is not enough to just worship God because we worship what we do not even know. But to worship God in spirit is to know God more fully. From John's fourth chapter, we hear, "You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." End quote. Worship the Spirit and truth. We remember from John 14, Jesus, in his farewell discourse, in response to Thomas saying, "We do not know the way," Jesus responded, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." End quote. When we hear John talking about the Spirit and truth, we know that he is telling us the Lord is God in all his being, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The psalmist tells us to praise the Lord. It is in the gospel we know the Lord is worthy of our praise. As we go about our daily tasks, living our lives, we meet people and we see the wonders of God all around us. In our struggle to make a living or to simply get through the day, we need not look far to see God and God's actions. In our struggles and in our successes, we can praise the Lord. In all we do and everywhere we go, we can lift up our praises to the God of all creation, because God is worthy of our praise. God loves us so much. God created and continues to create for us all we need. God loves us so much. God is willing to open the gate of salvation to all who believe. It is God's only Son, the truth and the way and the light, that gives us our hope. Praise the Lord with loud clashing cymbals, with trumpets and harps, in the sanctuary and in the firmament. God is worthy of all our praise, and because we know the way and the truth, we will follow God's only Son, Jesus Christ, the gate to God's righteousness, and for us, salvation and eternal life, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, you are worthy of our praise. You send us help in our time of need if we have eyes to see. You send all we need without our asking, and you have given us everything, including life. It is your Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of life, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, that opens the gate of salvation. You are worthy of our praise. You are the open gate for all your children. Amen.